Video: Plane's wing slams into tug vehicle at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, injuring driver. By Amy Furr on February 2, 2025. A plane's wing hit a tug vehicle and injured its 64-year-old driver on Saturday at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. The news coming after two major plane crashes in Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. The driver suffered head and lower body injuries when the incident happened, NBC Chicago reported. The outlet noted the victim was stabilized after being rushed to a local hospital. The report continued. At around 6:58 p.m., the wing of an aircraft struck a tug as the vehicle attempted to cross a taxiway, according to Chicago police. The airport vehicle flipped over, pinning the driver beneath it. The Chicago Department of Aviation said a tug vehicle made contact with Air Wisconsin Flight 6181. The flight, which was operated by Air Wisconsin for American Airlines, originated in Kalamazoo, Michigan, according to the flight tracking website FlightAware.com. There were passengers on board the plane when the incident occurred, per ABC7. In a statement, American Airlines said in part, "Nothing is more important than the safety of our customers and team members, and we are reviewing this incident." Passengers were delayed for about an hour in getting off the plane, but law enforcement said none of them were injured. Video footage shows numerous emergency vehicles at the scene. The incident happened after two tragic plane crashes shocked the nation. On Friday, a jet rescue air ambulance crashed in northeast Philadelphia, killing several people and injuring several others on the ground, per Breitbart News. A Mexican-registered Learjet 55, tail number SAUCI, departed from northeast Philadelphia Airport shortly after 6 p.m. on Friday. Approximately 1 minute later, the aircraft fell from about 1,600 feet and crashed on the streets of Philadelphia at the intersection of Cottman Avenue and Busselton Avenue near the Roosevelt Mall. Jet Rescue Air Ambulance said a child receiving treatment in Philadelphia for a life-threatening condition was being transported to her home in Mexico, the Associated Press reported. The plane was en route to Tijuana, Mexico, after a scheduled stop in Branson, Missouri. The child's mother and a crew of four were also on board the aircraft. On Wednesday, an American Airlines jet carrying 60 passengers and four crew members and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter carrying three military personnel collided in midair over Washington, D.C. A highly complex search and rescue operation has since found no survivors from the tragedy, according to Breitbart News.